ओम शांति। बाबा रिमाइंड्स अस दैट वी आर बाबास चिल्ड्रन, विच स्पेशलिटी ओनली वी चिल्ड्रन हैव at this moment at the confluence age, which God is proud of. Baba loves all his children like parents love all their children, young or old. But sometimes parents say, I'm proud of this child. So what it is that Baba is proud of? Baba is proud of that we, Baba's Brahmin children, are an example and sample for the world of, or we are proof, not only example and sample, but proof of God's name, which is remembered in all religions. What is that? Which one is that? Which one? The title is The Purifier, The Liberator. He's benevolent being. That is his personality. But what he does, for what? What is his purpose of coming? So that the souls remember God. They remember God because God had liberated them from sorrow. Many religious founders come, they bring a message. They remind them of, remember God. And they say, remember God, He will liberate your sorrow. He will liberate you from suffering. Remember God, He will take you back home. But God Himself comes to liberate His children from the cage of suffering. And the root cause of suffering? Why are people suffering? Because of vices. But which vice caused the most suffering? Which is the reason of suffering? What is the doorway to suffering? Even in the path of ignorance, the bhakti, they say, ignorance is the root cause of suffering. Ignorance is root cause of suffering. But then, what is the ignorance brings that we begin to suffer? Attachment is the root cause of suffering. Ignorance makes you, amongst all the vices, each vice has its own effect. Just like every object has its own property and has the working in practical result in action or function. How do the vices function? How does Raman function? It's the kingdom of Raman. And how does Raman make this world of suffering? suffering is not only just only the pain, suffering, sickness. Golden age and silver age is called, it's called Sato Pradhan world. The world of truth, the world of perfect purity, the world of purity, peace and happiness. And there it is purity, health, wealth, happiness, purity and peace. In the golden age, purity, peace, health, wealth and happiness. That is the world of happiness, the golden age paradise, pure world. Then, in impure world, in the world of ignorance, in the world of Ravana, is opposite. Sickness, variety type of sickness, poverty, peacelessness, impurity, suffering, it's opposite. The golden age was the solvent world, this is insolvent world. So everything, for example, peace. How is peace disturbed? What destroys peace? When anger is there, peace is destroyed. Anger disturbs peaceful atmosphere. What brings poverty? How does Ravana make this world poor? You know, he makes this world poor through greed. Greed result brings, when greeds begin to rule, the poverty begin to increase. When anger increases, it can be reaction, it can be agitation, it can be irritation, it can be criticism. State of the mind is disturbed. Peace is disturbed. Anger, different forms of anger, disturbs the mind. Peace of mind, peace in the world. So what is in this world of suffering? Third is suffering. The whole world is suffering. Baba says, can you not have mercy? Please have mercy on your brothers and sisters who are suffering. Why are they suffering? Attachment causes suffering. Anything when you are attached to, it's the fear of losing. And it brings sorrow. Someone's relative died, his sorrow. Somebody's money is lost, his sorrow. Somebody's house is broken, it is sorrow. Somebody has lost job, attached to that is sorrow. It's attachment. Brings sorrow in life. What brings impurity? What brings impurity? And what brings sickness? There in the golden age, our body is healthy, long life. We are immortal. We leave body with our own wish, we take body with our own wish, our own desire. What it is that destroys their happiness as well as our the being healthy in life, beautiful in life? What makes us ugly? It is said if where there is purity in life, there is self-respect. When there is impurity, this impurity leads to physical sickness, mental sickness. It's always worry. It's always fear. It's always doubt. There is depression. It's a very subtly first, it has the effect, anger has effect on the mind. Lust has effect on the body. It's attraction of the body. It's attraction, attachment to the body, bodily being. Just like dust makes you dirty. In the same way, this is called dirty act. Dirty life. And so sickness comes through the vice of lust. And what is impurity? Ego brings impurity of all type. It's I. Body consciousness is the land which is prepared. And in that, lust, anger, greed, attachment and ego. That whole world becomes impure. Because of ego, it's a very subtle type of attachment. It's my and I, ego says my. It's then attachment is also because of I and my. I says my. Ego brings inferiority and superiority complex. Ego creates jealousy. Ego brings hate, impure heart, impure feelings. Ego is always questioning why, what, where, how, when, how come. It brings pollution in our personality. And so, Baba's last word, Sakar Baba's, the day Baba became avyakt. What was Baba's last lesson for us? Bodiless, vice-less, ego-less. And in body consciousness, there is body and bodily relations. So first it begins, impurity comes. It's like a land is ready, prepared of attraction, body consciousness. It's forgetting my own self, my true self. Forgetting who am I in reality. In body consciousness, falsehood increases. It's like a mixture. Body is not bad, but body consciousness attracts bodily being toward, is attracted towards bodily being. Body consciousness creates attraction towards the bodily being because it's a matter, body, earth consciousness, this earthly consciousness creates attraction to other dust. Otherwise, but knowledge is not there and we are attracted to each other. But what is this gravity? Gravity is of matter, of body. So Baba said, you challenge the whole world that you are making the five elements pure. So other five elements outside is a different thing. First I am making five elements here. My own matter, my own body, my own dust, which is earth, physical form. And so in body consciousness, our vision, seeing body myself, male, attracted towards female, seeing other person, female, attracted towards male, male attracted towards female. Or, okay, not male and female, Baba said today it's not only the person, but then seeing the personality, quality, speciality, skills. So what impressed at that time is, so this thought of God is giving me these qualities as well. I forgot the source. I became dependent on others. So the person is, Baba says, you have forgotten you, because then you want that you should also have this. You become levita, you want to have it. But that person also is taking from the source, from the Supreme. So this, even it's a quality, it is disconnecting me with the source, from the source. So because of mixture, quality is good. We need to become all virtuous. But in body consciousness, virtue is bringing inferiority and superiority, or I am not so good, this one is so good, becoming dependent on others, not having in the self, become depressed, these thoughts begin to come. So it begins, ignorance is the root cause of suffering, and ignorance is also creating these thoughts, and it begins impurity in thoughts, impurity in vision. So then detachment means, detachment first from my own body. Only then I can become a detached observer without being detached from the body, bodyless, less influence of the body, less impact of the senses, sense organs, being master of my sense organs. So there is royalty in me, the power to guide my sense organs. Then the more bodylessness is there, the more soul conscious I am. The more soul consciousness I conscious I am, the bodily organs are not pulling me. So attraction is not there. You watch, you are detached observer. You do not absorb the negativity of others. This is why detachment, attachment causes sorrow. So today's lesson is, Baba says, celebrate the year of detachment. Attachment is impurity. But attachment is impurity not only because of this body, but attachment is the result of all the vices. Some cause bring attachment in a gross way, other bring attachment in a subtle way. But everything works through attachment. All vices work through attachment. Have force, force comes with attachment, and result is suffering and attachment. When you are detached, you have just your pure positive power, you have a power. Attachment creates force. Attachment brings violence. Detachment brings silence. Attachment brings impurity, greed. Detachment brings royalty, contentment. And so Baba is saying that this is the year of purity, this year of detachment, it's the year of celebration, that Baba wants to make the whole world pure, matter pure, and he wants to make us companion. And so we need to have perfect purity. So it is not only celibacy. When we think of purity, we thought, but now I have promised to live a pure life, so I am a Brahmin, so that is purity. But that is one aspect of the diamond, one facet of the diamond. It makes me diamond, very solid, very powerful, creates self-respect in us, creates intoxication, keeps the heart clean and pure. Sannyasis also live pure, celibate. Old people also live celibate. Husband is sick, wife is not sick, they also live pure. Other way around, wife is sick, husband is not. Because of loyalty, husband can live pure. Relationship is not good, they live pure. Some circumstances are at home, they live pure. Celibacy means. Sannyasis have renounced home, live in the jungle, they live celibate, they are pure. But Baba says, no, it's not perfect purity. It's not complete purity. Only conquering lust does not make us perfect. There are other defects in us as well. So perfect and complete purity means to pay attention on the subtle defects we have. And for that we need to know the facts of life, the truth of life, the knowledge of life, the power of knowledge. Maybe virtues are there, but knowledge is not filled in that. Baba says it can also, virtue can become a defect. It can become, it can affect, it can work instead of virtue into vice. For example, there is determination. And determination we have long time ago before coming to knowledge. We call it determination. But then there is a situation when we want to do work together in service, and I am determined to do, others give the opinion, but I say, no, I am determined to do. There's not even the attention to listen to the opinion of others. Called stubbornness. What happened? Virtue became weakness. It became defect. Because knowledge is not filled in it. So Baba says, even the virtues are there, if knowledge is not filled in it, it does not bring success. And knowledge is filled only when given the knowledge given by God Himself and practiced in soul consciousness. Then it is a pure level. Knowledge given by God is also there, we all are, but we practice in body consciousness. Many of us practice knowledge in body consciousness. To compare, I can be also good lecturer, I am also good teacher, I can also run a nice center, I can also arrange these things. So it is practice of teachings, but it's not in soul consciousness. So attachment to the idea. So then or sometime I pay attention to everything, but I'm carefree king, but become lazy. Carefree can change into laziness without being soul conscious. So this is why body consciousness is because of ignorance, and because of this ignorance we are not able to see the real power behind the virtue, the knowledge that Baba has given. So bodiless, that practice means of soul consciousness, soul consciousness, soul consciousness. It means using the virtues, and first virtue is knowledge. Then attitude becomes pure. So soul conscious means, makes the soul conscious of where this knowledge is coming from, who is giving me this knowledge. Soul consciousness means bodiless stage, practice of peace, silence. So when I am not seeing myself a bodily being, I see others also not a bodily being. Have the knowledge in it, yes, we are in the body. Body is not bad. It's very important tool. Then seeing in the body virtue or defect, with seeing defect wise, there is no hate, there is understanding, the capacity of the person, and buying the virtue, there is not especially attraction, it's given by God, it's fortune of the soul, good effort maker, pays good attention, we learn something from that. Attitude changes. And so it becomes attitude, vision, vibrations are pure. Attachment is not there. And yet connection is there. Communication remains. Relationship remains. But attachment is not there. When attachment is there, you cannot actually separate your own identity. And so soul consciousness is the first, but it is this bodiless makes us voiceless. Makes us aware of the virtues Baba has given me and also virtues that others have received from Baba. Others have also received these virtues from Baba. We appreciate that, efforts of other person. And you begin to communicate with virtues. Virtue communicates with virtue, is called relationship. When virtue is not there, and other person has virtue and I don't have virtue, it becomes attachment because I want to take something from other person. The child does not know that he is also a loving child. It's a natural quality of the child is love. But he is not aware that I am a loving child, that's why my mother loves me. But because he wants love from the mother, wants to cling to the mother. Ignorance. Not only innocence is purity, ignorance is attachment. In the same way we become attached to each other, not realizing these virtues in every soul. Baba has felt these eternal qualities are in the soul. And so if there is weakness in others, it is your virtue that protects you. Anger of other person, with knowledge makes you detached observer of the drama. You are watching a theater. You are in a Disneyland. It's a knowledge that helps you to not allowing this anger to make my heart dirty, my vision dirty, my feeling negative. You keep your heart clean. So it's clean. Clear first. Intellect is clear with knowledge. Why Baba said that virtues should be also filled with godly knowledge. Every word has a meaning. Godly knowledge, then it's success. Virtues will be filled, otherwise people have virtues, but not godly knowledge. And when we have godly knowledge, then we are able to keep ourselves detached, observer of the drama, because we know each individual has its own role, playing different part, has different capacity. And you become aware of your role at that time. If other person is fire, I have to play water. So if I am cool water, fire comes in me, will cool down. And if I act with that person because I am water, fire will cool down. So its knowledge is filled in it, then the effect of the weakness of others will not create defect in me, will not create karmic account. Karma of other will not become my account to pay. It's only when I play the drama. So knowledge is there. So every quality is when it is filled with godly knowledge. Then we can play, we can remain detached. Not with only people, but with their virtue, from their virtues as well. And yet can appreciate everything. Appreciate with pure heart Because virtue appreciates virtues. Virtue will attract virtues. Because I want to become all virtuous. And possible only when I see everyone's virtue, keeping Baba in the middle. These virtues are given by God. And so it creates then love for Baba, respect for other person. But not dependency and attachment. Because that attachment was the reason, because you wanted to have that quality, and you have this quality anyway. Because it is given by Baba. With the object, because they also make us greedy. Attachment with people creates emotion. Attachment with objects made us poor, destroy our royalty. And so here, objects, we know it's all these are of matter. It's to serve me anyway. But now I don't become dependent on them as well. Because I am self-sovereign. I am master of matter. It cannot rule me. I cannot become dependent on them. So then if I have, then I am happy. If I don't have, then I am sad. It means I am puppet in the hand of objects, of convenience, of comforts. Here I say I am complete renunciate. We know that this world is anyway, everything is perishable, is going to finish. If it is giving, it is only giving temporary happiness, temporary support. And now it's everything is, anyway it's polluted. There's no power in it. It's temporary comfort, so you are using knowledge. So you create positivity in your mind, even if things are not available. You create self-respect of managing without becoming dependent. And using it as well, certainly, we need to serve matter, matter serves us. But if we become possessive, matter will react. Because just like human beings do not like if somebody puts in prison or controls, matter also does not like. Matter also reacts. Even matter needs freedom. And Baba says, you are my companion to bring freedom. And that is purity. Control is impurity. Because selfish motive is there. So in impurity, in the form of selfish motive. And so this, then if it is same with the people, same with the objects, same with service, so impurity is filled in ego. Ego brings impurity. Yeah. 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 Yeah, for example, this body. Body is composed of five elements. Other freedom, the matter is free anyway. But matter has given us a wonderful gift, this body. Our parents became instrument, but it is a gift from matter. All these elements, these sense organs are property of matter. Parents have no control on it. The eyes, the child's eyes are not small, they cannot make it big. The nose is too big, even doctor tries, but they cannot. Tall or small, they cannot stretch the child. Right? So there's no control on matter. How do we? Didn't hear. How do we serve matter? Yeah, this is, so then this matter, this body is our server. And if I give respect and use for the purpose it was given, it's called respect. The body, golden aged deities have the body, right? The souls have the awareness that there has to be harmony between mind and matter. This is what we learn now at this time. Now we make it discipline. There it is natural discipline. So why these eyes are for soul conscious vision. See the beauty of the soul. Pure vision, merciful vision, benevolent vision, respectful vision. So vision, eyes itself do not have this understanding what is respect, what is love, what is defect, what is goodness, what is beauty, what is ugliness. It's only an instrument, but how I use it? Is a glass, I put water in it, or I put milk in it, I put juice in it, or I put poison in it. It's only an instrument. So all my sense organs, either my eyes or my mouth or my ears or my hands and feet, it's a matter's work is something which has to be neutral. But we become possessive now. And in this way we don't serve, we put it in prison. And so means love. Serve here means love. Love means protect and respect. So when we are respecting the laws of spirituality, we are serving matter. Because our sense organs, then we automatically become self-sovereign. We become master of our body. Time is moving fast. Because I want to finish by 11:25, so then you catch the bus. But so matter is moving fast. But if I, here in my ego, become I am so and so, I am capable, I see what I have achieved through the matter, skills I have learnt by using the matter. I have become expert in my profession by having the opportunity to matter. But that was supporting me and I became ego. I am very professional. I am very experienced. I have been boss of so and so country. But that was opportunity from the matter. If you see, it's the elements have given us opportunity to use our specialties as well. But now they are filled with godly qualities. Before, in copper age, iron age, they were filled with vices. Now they are filled with virtues. Matter is the same. Before we serve each other with selfish motive, that people should become our subservient or become our favorite or become our whatever way motive. And now we serve Baba's children. They have come in Baba's home. They should come, they should become benevolent, they should become loving, they should become giving, they should become for godly service. Glorify Baba's name. Service is still going on, but Baba in the middle. Cooking food not because of attachment. Brahma Bhojan, I'm cooking Brahma Bhojan for Baba. Not a person in between, consciousness of my child, my friend, Baba's children. Hands and feet are being used, no? Skill is being used, speciality is being used. Godly power is filled. Selflessness is selflessness. So whether service with the body, or whether service with the intellect, or whether service with the mind. Baba says, serve others with mind means have pure vision and create powerful vibrations. Pure vision, pure attitude, powerful vibrations, respectful vision, that is service through the mind, without speaking. Keeping myself engaged in conversation with Baba and focused on Baba, I'm keeping my mind joyful. I'm serving my own mind. Yes. Louder or come closer, because I'm not... Come closer. When attachment? Dislike. When attachment creates dislike. See, when attachment, as Baba said today, no? When our wish, with I want, attachment means I want, is not fulfilled the way I want, it is not fulfilled, then it is dislike is created. When it is not the dislike is not for the object, it is dislike is for the person, the one who did not fulfill the attachment. So this is why it means when the desire is not fulfilled, today's Murli, wish is not fulfilled the way you want, it is not done, you dislike. It's not that you dislike what you wanted. You don't have disliked for object, you have disliked for the instrument, the person. So it is then anger, it's then jealousy, it's that criticism. So it is again attachment of not being selfless. When I am not selfless, when I'm selfish, then this becomes dislike, rejection, all negative forces come, and these are called impurity of the mind, impurity of the personality, because of selfish I, so it is ego. So one kind of, this is impurity, gross impurity, which is dependent on others, means two companion, life companion or service companion, friends or whatever, partner, life partner, that kind of impurity is connected with the other person, physical, gross. Then, other kind of impurity is that you need a person for emotional satisfaction, and that creates sorrow, like a mother. Is purity, a father has pure love, but pure love has a desire, my child will fulfill my desire, my name, glorify my name, I become old, will support me, or become so clever that I become famous, and that is not fulfilled, child goes in bad habits, in bad company, it brings sorrow. Right? So then it is all kind of anger is coming in it. Okay, this is also, this impurity, sorrow, is because then the child, the feeling of for the same child becomes more possessive, not that I am only an instrument. Then anger kind of is this, you can throw a stone somebody else, somewhere else. You can get angry on the telephone with somebody. You can write an email from a distance, can be anger, can work and create impurity 1,000 miles away. All this is living. Cause, lust, all with living. Attachment with living. After 100 years past, 10 years, 10 years past, still attachment is there. But greed is with non-living. Matter. It does not have life. So it makes us lower and lower and lower. And purity means, as I say, clean, pure. So knowledge, when knowledge is filled in it, then all these vices are also become clear, and we begin to understand how vices are making us possessive, or vices are making us egocentric, and vices are making us creating inferiority, superiority complex in us. But then real purity is when I have achieved everything. Virtues, powers, knowledge, respect, position, success. But Karan Karavanhar is making it happen. That power does not allow ego to come in. And that is called perfect purity. So all virtues, completely viceless. All virtues are there. Then vices are also removing. I am not influenced by vices of others. No karmic account. By being first, body, soul conscious, bodiless. So bodiless. Then become virtuous by being soul conscious. Then becoming wiseless. Then become donor of the knowledge. Donor of virtues. Bestower of blessings. And then naturally reward will be there of that, but completely detached and selfless. Egoless. And that is perfect purity. In all vices, free from all vices, lust, anger, greed, attachment, ego. Perfect purity, 100% purity, full moon. Moon is full, but where did it get power from? From the sun. Sun of knowledge. This is why without the knowledge, godly knowledge, virtue cannot bring success. I have to finish now because you want to catch bus also. Time is limited. So Baba is making us completely viceless, 16 celestial degrees pure. Om Shanti.